Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to That 590 Show. I am your host, Matt Berger, alongside Matt Rocchio, who's doing double duty tonight. He's a man of many talents, ladies, let me tell you. A man of many talents and got a great head of hair. You reproduce with this guy, and that baby's going to have some luscious locks.
You know what you need to do this job, Berger? Nimble fingers.
That's what I'm saying. John Giamatti Rudolph is in Florida, hopefully getting a very mild sunburn. How dare you go on vacation without us, Giamatti? But he'll be back next week.
He earned it.
He did. He earned it. That guy works hard. He's a hardworking guy. It can't be easy working at two different radio stations and having to fight off all those women at the same time.
I mean, not all of us can take that. Now, Berger, now as somebody who did, you know, withstand that lifestyle for a year or so, it's tricky. But I mean, there's nothing that gets a reaction on a Tinder profile like AM sports radio board op.
Oh, yeah.
No. Oh baby.
Yeah, let me tell you, I've
swipe right.
I've struck out a lot on that one. Let me tell you, the women don't care at all. Women don't care about sports talk radio at all.
That's what you think. You gotta find all those crazy girls obsessed with the Cardinals and just lie to them.
And then just lie to them
that you meet Cardinal players. All
there
the time.
We go. That's what I gotta do.
First day, take them down to Wheelhouse and just act like you know.
Me and Grichik, yeah,
21-year-old
we're tight.
Pitcher who they just called up 3 weeks ago. Paul DeYoung. Oh yeah.
I think the 21-year-old girls at the Wheelhouse are gonna look at the gray in my beard and see right through all that.
It's a fair point.
The Bellman Automotive phone line is available at 855-282-8255. The text line also available at 855-282-8255. And you can add us on Twitter at 590 Show, at Matt_Berger, and at Rock590. Joining us at 6:20 will be lead baseball writer for USAtoday.com, Bob Nightingale. And then at 6:40, an analyst for the NHL Network, Pete Jensen. And then at 7 o'clock, a contributor for Turner Sports and BballBreakdown.com. And the daughter of the late, great Craig Sager, Casey Sager. All guests appear courtesy of Bellman Automotive, BellmanCDJR.com. A lot happened over the weekend. You have the Predators get on the board against the defending Stanley Cup champion, the Pittsburgh Penguins, on Saturday. And then last night you had...
Good call, P.K. Subban.
What's that?
Good call, P.K. Subban.
Good call, P.K. Subban. And I think that since Clay Travis is so good at undercovering or at exposing some of these...
Deep tease.
Yeah, it says Clay Travis is so good at exposing some of these fraudulent claims by athletes. We need to, now that the whole LeBron thing has been debunked by J.A. Adonde today on Around the Horn, we need to have Clay Travis investigate on whether or not P.K. Subban really has bad breath. I mean, he's in Nashville. P.K.'s in Nashville. They're playing tonight. Clay Travis can make just a quick trip down to the Bridgestone Arena and then find out whether or not P.K. Subban's stanky. I mean, what else he got to do? Joining us right now on the Bellman Automotive phone line is Mr. 99.9%. Mark joins us. Good evening, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing a little better than Tristan Thompson is, man. What is wrong with that guy, man?
I'm calling it the Kardashian effect, if you want my honest opinion. I'm not even joking. It's the Kardashian effect.
He was with the Kardashian last year when he swung the series or was a big part in swinging the series.
Man.
Do not blame her.
Now he's more ensconced.
Anytime them Kardashians involved with one of these players, man, you can expect disaster, okay?
Name one person that's got involved with the Kardashians where things have gotten better. Okay, you had Tristan Thompson.
Yeah, he won a title last year after he got involved with the Kardashians.
But you'd be they were going to do that regardless. You had Reggie Bush. He got worse.
He already sucked.
No, but as soon as he dumped Kim, he was better. Kanye really hasn't been that good since he married Kim. And Bruce's member discarded because of the Kardashians. So name one person that's gotten better.
What was his name? The bar from Houston?
James Harden, he wised up.
Yeah, he got better after she left. Let's be honest here. People who have done better, I can name one right off the bat. Lamar Odom's crack dealer. Here we go. I don't feel good about that one.
That was pretty good. Give it to you. Do you have the graphics pulled up? Give it to you. Go ahead and give it to yourself. That was pretty good, Rocky. I'll see if you can find it. There we go. You've earned it. That wasn't bad. But, Mark, you can't be feeling too good about your boys, though.
No, man, that was totally disappointing. Lackluster performance. J.R. Smith, you need to show up. Carver, you need to show up, okay? These guys are not making their shots. They're getting looks, and they're not making these shots, man. You know, and look, I know LeBron is disappointed because he's out there doing it. He's doing the best he can, man. But
that's the bad thing is that, I mean, if they lose a series, and I'm still going to say if, even though I think it's the writing's on the wall, but you know what? Last year was like that too. Game one and game two were both blowouts by Golden State, and then Cleveland won game three. But the thing is that now they replace Harrison Barnes with Kevin Durant. That's a pretty good upgrade. But
Kyrie Irving is having a pretty lackluster series so far.
I'm hearing that Kyrie may have a little bit of a banged up knee. I'm not sure how much he's making that known, but he has a little bit of a banged up knee.
Right. He just don't look like the same. He had the same explosiveness that he did last year, and when he was playing in the finals. If these guys don't get they don't have room for error, man. They have to be playing on all cylinders. All cylinders have to be firing if they expect to beat Golden State.
I think one thing they need to do is that I think they're trying to beat Golden State at their own game, and it's not working. They're trying to play this up-tempo offense, and it's not working at all. They need to slow it down. And I know that, you know, they'll tell you, the people who do the analytics on Golden State's defense, they'll tell you that the best way to beat them is to run the ball on them and score early. But, I don't think that's the kind of match you want to get into with Golden State is, okay, who can outscore who? You're not going to win that one with Golden State. Not when they scored like 132 points last night. And the real problem is that LeBron – if they lose this, LeBron is going to get blamed for it. And like you said, Mark, it's not his fault. He did not have a great game one. He was a little bit of a turnover machine. But last night he played well. He had a triple-double.
Cavaliers get swept. Right. Does this ruin LeBron's legacy? We'll be back talking about it over at 9 p.m. tonight.
Yeah, you know you'll be hearing that kind of talk. Does this ruin LeBron James' legacy?
The only people who really think that are people who don't like LeBron to begin with.
He was on the cusp of Jordan. Now, I don't even know if he's up to Speedy Claxton's level. LeBron James got swept. What do you think? Call in. We'll take your calls.
Their bookmakers out in Vegas are saying that this Warriors team would be favored against the 96 Bulls.
I don't think so because it was a different brand of basketball back then. You think they would just gonna let Kevin Durant go straight down the lane?
I was gonna say it depends on whose rules you're going to play by.
Yeah, it depends on if there would have at that point in his career been Kevin Durant rules like there were Jordan rules.
That's true because it was more physical back then. If you're gonna be calling a tighter game, then I would say the advantage is with Golden State.
I'm saying if they was going by the rules back in '96, when they was playing a game that the game was played in '96. Kevin Durant would not be driving down the lane, man, untouched. That's a given, okay? That wasn't going to happen back then. Okay?
These
guys act like they're scared to play defense, man.
And here's issue, too, with the bigger issue, in my opinion, with Cleveland is that let's say the next two games are kind of like what we saw the first two games, and that means that Cleveland's not even close. And if Cleveland's not even close, then I don't know what they're going to do. Because Dan Gilbert has pretty much well told LeBron that he's kind of done spending money. And I don't blame Dan Gilbert because it's not his legacy on the line. It's LeBron's legacy on the line.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're going to have to do something. LeBron will be out of there if you don't spend the money. LeBron will be out of there, man.
Okay? You're right. He could very well leave again. Now, where's he going to go? I'm not sure. I don't even know what's out there that you could put on this Cleveland Cavaliers team that's going to make them beat this Golden State Warriors team without doing something ridiculous like you trade for Giannis and somehow you get Paul George too, or you get Giannis and you get Kristaps Porzingis or something like that. You're going to have to put together some kind of super team. I'm not sure how you're going to be able to do that.
Maybe LeBron can get Paul George to come there or something. Maybe
if you're Paul, Paul George maybe, but I think he really wants to go to the Lakers. And I think right now, what your best bet is, if Chris Paul goes to San Antonio, then you may have a team that could maybe knock out the Warriors out west.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, yeah. I don't know, but Chris Paul just don't impress me, man. Yeah. I mean, every team he's beyond what they get eliminated. I mean,
he's never made it past the second round.
Right. I mean, that's not don't give me too much excitement.
He's the Alexander Ovechkin of the NBA, or you could say that Alexander Ovechkin is the Chris Paul of the NHL.
Right. Exactly. So, I don't know, man.
Well, Mark, hopefully game three on Wednesday will be a little bit better. Just as a spectator, I want to see something a little bit better. I don't want to see blowout after blowout after blowout.
Right. I don't either. That makes the NBA look real bad, man. If the Golden State go home and go out and sweep this series, I mean, that makes the NBA look real, real bad.
I agree with you 100%. Thanks, Mark.
Okay.
Let's head back to the Bellman Automotive phone line, and our friend Jim joins us. Good evening, Jim. How are you, sir?
Good evening, Matt, and good everybody else in the studio. I hope everybody had a wonderful weekend.
I can't complain. How was yours?
Mine was fine, Matt. You know me. Normally, I have a rant, and I usually like to do it on Mondays fresh off the weekend. So I'm going to go, and then I will hang up and get your comments, as I always do, and I will say right now again, thanks for taking my call.
Always will.
Matt, did you see the paper this morning, our local paper, by any chance?
I read a couple of articles, but that was about it.
Did you read the little snippet about that enigma that they have on this team, the guy who probably weighs more than his average, Mr. Johnny Peralta?
Well, I think Peralta is going to be gone as soon as Wong's off the DL.
Well, did you find it interesting when it was supposedly asked of this no good cancer-driven enigma on our ball club to take a little practice at first base, possibly?
And he wouldn't do it.
Not interested.
Yeah.
Not interested because we're almost at midseason. Well, if I looked the last time, Johnny, you probably played a tenth of the season, and we're officially only a third of the way through the season. This guy's a cancer. This guy's got to go. This is part of the problem with the team. We've got a general manager who's like Peabody and Sherman from the cartoon character and has no gonads. We have a manager who has no gonads as far as standing up to his players. We have five second basemen who are very mediocre that are playing in different positions on this baseball team. This is why this team is 500, Matt. It is poorly put together. It is poorly managed. Again, Matt, I don't understand why a guy can throw 12 pitches in one inning and he can't come back and pitch another inning. This team is a mess. It is a total mess. It will be no more than 500. In fact, Matt, I will tell you something. I have a little side wager with a gentleman I work with. We start at the very beginning of the season. I have to pay him $1 for every game the Cardinals win over 81. He pays me $1 for every game under 81 that they win. Matt, I think it's going to end up one of us is going to own with the other one a dozen donuts at the most. Hang up with your comments. Thank you very much for taking my call, Matt. I'm very interested to hear you and everybody else's comments. Have a great day. Maybe I'll call you later this week, too, okay?
All right, sounds good, Jim. We always take your phone call. You know that. We take everybody's phone call.
By the way, I think best case scenario, Jim's going to owe that guy like $3.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too.
That guy might have to pay Jim. He might have to throw him a tenner, but I'll be shocked if Lincoln's coming out of the pocket, you know, from Jim to his buddy in any way, shape, or form this year for the Cardinals. I can't see him getting 86 wins.
I think I said what I said at the very beginning of the year, 83. 83 seems about right. That seems about right when you look at this, the way this team is put together. And he's right. It's very poorly constructed. Let's start with the bullpen. I'm not even going to talk about the bullpen usage. I'm going to talk about how many players are out there or how many pitchers are out there in the bullpen. What do they have out there? 8? And he uses like 5 or 6. You got John Gant called up, and John Gant has yet to make an appearance in a game. So what's the point of having him if you're not even going to pitch him? You have all these relievers out there in the bullpen, and you have a short bench. I don't understand it at all. And as far as being worried about Johnny Peralta, I think Johnny Peralta is gone as soon as Colton Wong is off the DL, and I think he's seen the writing on the wall. I think he's seen the writing on the wall, and he knows it. Let's head back to the Bellman Automotive phone line, and Hockey Bob joins us. Good evening, Bob. How are you?
I am doing wonderful, man. It's an awesome day. Well, I talked about a couple. Go ahead.
No, I'm waiting on you, sir.
I thought you were going to say something.
Nope.
Well, you know, I was listening to some overnight radio over the weekend, and I can't remember who it was, but they were talking about what Bryce Harper was talking about with all the kids about, you know, not getting trophies for not coming in first and stuff like that. But something bothers me with how it's being portrayed, because they're saying that, okay, you shouldn't get trophies for not winning, for not coming in first place, which I agree with. But they're also saying that it's not okay to tell the kids that it's not okay to not win, to not come in second. And from my upbringing, the way I look at it is, if you do your best, and that's the and the best you can do is the best, and you don't win, that's still fine because you put out your best effort. But people are trying to tell other people that if you put out your best and you don't win, then you're a loser. And I totally disagree with that sentiment, because if somebody's doing their best and that's the best they can do, then what happens afterwards is just what happens in my eyes. What are your thoughts on that, first off?
Well, I've had a couple of sales jobs that were like that, even though, I mean, I wasn't a child when I had that job. But I've had a couple of sales jobs where they were like, if you didn't go home closing alone that day, you should go home feeling really bad about yourself. Those were the exact words of the manager. And I had another one where, I don't know if you're familiar with that scene in Glengarry Glen Ross with Alec Baldwin, when he was, you know, saying always be closing ABC and coffee is for closers and all that. I've had a couple of sales meetings that were pretty close to that. And I mean, depending on the age of the child, yeah, obviously you don't want to get too, you want to be too harsh on them. But what was it last week, Rock, when I defended LeVar Ball for his halftime speech that he was giving a team full of 15-year-olds. And some people on Twitter were like, well, there's no way he would talk to my kid like that. I'm like, well, I mean, the kid's 15, and what LeVar Ball was doing wasn't really that out of line. He's just trying to teach him, and he's trying to get him motivated too. And you can't coddle these kids and then drop them into adulthood and then expect them to figure it all out.
Oh, I agree. You know, I mean, life is about balances, guys. Not everybody, not every team, not every athlete is going to be the best, and consequently, not every team, not every athlete, not every person is going to be the worst. There's always variations. There's going to be, like in the economy, there's the rich, there's the poor, and there's the middle class. It's just the way life is. So for those folks who think that it's either win or go home, you need to get a new mentality, because that's the wrong mentality. Secondly, great game Saturday. Nashville came out, and you know what? They haven't played bad in any one of the games, but in the first two games in Pittsburgh, they did the Blues, let's not play defense for 5 minutes and see what happens. And what happens is you give a team like Pittsburgh an opportunity to score goals by not playing defense, and that's exactly what happens. I fully expect Nashville to win this game tonight, tie the series, and then the next three games or two games is going to be a bloodbath. And as good as Crosby is, he is taking a beating right now, and that's got to take a toll on his body. And you know what people don't realize about, you know, like the Blackhawks or the Red Wings, being good is great, but it also takes a toll on your body. And even though these guys are athletes, they get tired too. So when you play in two consecutive Stanley Cup finals, there is a possibility that some of your teammates might have physical deficiencies that might hinder you from repeating. But I'm looking forward to a great game tonight, and I'm hoping the Predators put a big one on the Penguins and maybe go back to Pittsburgh and win game three, and then coming back to Predators and winning the first Stanley Cup championship. To me, that would be awesome, because, you know, I'm not one of those fans that hate a team that's going to win a Stanley Cup before the Blues. I feel that the Blues will win one eventually, and I'm okay with that. But I'm about fairness. I'm about every team and every fan base experiencing a championship. And that atmosphere in Nashville has been one of the best atmospheres of any championship that I've ever witnessed.
Hockey Bob, we got to go. We got to get to a sports update desk, and then we got Bob Nightingale coming up. But we got Pete Jensen on from the NHL Network in about 20 minutes. So we'll be talking about that, so stay tuned, all right? No one gets the crowd more riled up than old Hockey Bob. Cracks me up. Let's take a commercial break, and then coming up on the other side, we're going to be joined by lead baseball writer for USAtoday.com, Bob Nightingale. You're listening to That 590 Show right here on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.